When you look at the local landscape in the economy, two things that impacted probably more than anything, income tax or tax in general, and jobs. And there's a fresh report coming out today from our friend Matt Mayer at Opportunity Ohio. Matt joins me now. And Matt, when you did this study, what did you learn? Was it just that lower tax equals more jobs? Is it just that simple?
Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Lower income taxes at the state level help, but it's not the most helpful thing you can do if you want to create jobs in a robust fashion.
Okay, so what is it? What is it that our leaders need to know that this is the way to better jobs and better life in Ohio?
Well, I think the punchline is if you want to create jobs in a robust fashion and lead the nation, then you're going to have to take on big labor here in Ohio and push for right-to-work law. What we found is over the last 24 years, so a very long period of time, the right-to-work states simply dominate compared to states that are forced unionization like Ohio. And if you look, if you go to the opportunityohio.org website, the very first link, you'll see the one-page chart that shows us pretty clearly where the top states that do well are mostly right-to-work states that some have lower income taxes but others don't. And the states that do the worst mostly are not right-to-work states, but some of those, nine in fact, have lower income tax than the national average. So low income tax is good, but it doesn't do enough. And, yeah. And what's most interesting about this one-page document you can look at is what I call the middle. And in the middle, the 15 or so in the middle, only one state has an income tax rate lower than the national average. But a huge chunk of them are right-to-work states. They are outperforming those states that are at the bottom that have a lower income tax but are forced unionization. So if you want to create jobs in a robust fashion, you got to essentially free employers and workers so they have the right to choose whether or not they want to be part of a labor union or not.
Yeah, I've got that up in front of me right now, and seven of the top 15 performing states have zero income tax, which sounds very appealing. What is it about this formula? What is it about what you've uncovered here that Ohio leaders seem to be resistant to?
The Ohio leaders want to take what I consider to be the easy path, which is let's just lower income tax rates, and that's going to be enough to spur the economy. But the problem is, for most Americans, when they look at their paycheck, it's not the state income tax that drives decision-making. It's the federal income tax, and that applies to everybody no matter where you live. And so when you're talking about, look, you know, are we at 5.4 or 4.9? I mean, that is a marginal amount for most Ohioans. The thing that's going to really impact job creation in Ohio is the threat of unionization, and can workers choose, and do employers feel like they can invest $1 billion in a massive plant here knowing that their labor costs may be artificially driven too high because of big labor? And that's where we seem to lose to the other states, and that's where if you look at the one-page chart at opportunityohio.org, you'll see the massive job growth that occurs in states that allow workers to choose compared to the forced unionization states that just are truly staggering into the back of the pack, no matter what their tax rate is.
Matt Mayer, our guest, he's with Opportunity Ohio. Matt, you know, it's interesting. I have friends that don't necessarily work union jobs, but work in jobs where prevailing wage time to time drives up their pay. They love that. So if that's the case, they're making better money. How can that be bad?
Yeah, well, prevailing wage is an entirely different beast, right? That's where there's a government contract, you're forced to pay the union rate. And all that really does, yeah, if you're a worker, you know, I remember I did landscaping in college, and I love when we had landscaping jobs at Ohio State because I got paid a huge hop of money for doing the same work I was doing the day before. It's, you know, it's some project at a business. The problem for taxpayers is it artificially drives the cost of doing, you know, working for taxpayers up by, you know, 20 to 30% per job. So it's good for a handful of workers, but it's bad for the rest of the state. And that also means we get fewer projects done because the cost of each project is much higher than it normally would be, and it is in the private sector.
Yeah, it's a lot to chew on early on a Tuesday morning. I'm glad you've done the chewing for us. If you want to see it again, opportunityohio.org. That's our friend Matt Mayer with the explanation on News Radio 610 WTVN.